It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Today, Congress takes another step toward what is known as regular order. That just means lawmakers pass ordinary bills that decide the annual spending levels of different federal agencies. The appropriations process is complex and sometimes ungainly, though it is considered far more sane than whatever lawmakers have done in recent years as that process broke down. The House will vote on a measure that combines 12 annual spending bills. It spends more money than congressional Republicans wanted, but less than what President Obama had asked for. It's a compromise. It comes very late, but it would keep the government open through October and avoid another shutdown. NPR's David Wellner reports.
It's more than 1,500 pages of mind-numbing numbers and instructions, and it's only been available to lawmakers since Monday night. House Speaker John Boehner acknowledges that voting today on an omnibus spending bill the size of a phone book is less than ideal.
Frankly, if we had time, I would like to have more time. We're in a situation where the government is, in fact, going to run out of money.
Indeed, funding for the federal government that was due to expire today is being extended a few more days to move the omnibus through both the House and the Senate. As he convened a cabinet meeting yesterday at the White House, President Obama said he was very pleased with the bipartisan measure the two chambers have put forward.
And so I would urge that Congress pass funding measure as quickly as possible so that all these agencies have some certainty around their budgets.
Unlike last fall, this time it's been a near certainty that Congress would not let the government shut down over disagreements on funding levels. Kentucky's Hal Rogers chairs the House Appropriations Committee. He says his fellow Republicans have learned a lesson.
The shutdown educated, I think, particularly our younger members, who was not here during the earlier shutdown, which I was, about how futile that kind of practice is.
The $1.1 trillion omnibus boosts discretionary spending by $22 billion over last year's levels. Federal workers get a 1% wage hike, the first cost of living increase in 4 years. Head Start gets $500 million more. A measure banning the Environmental Protection Agency from enforcing carbon emission rules was left out. So were proposed cost of living cuts in military pensions for disabled veterans under the age of 65. Funds are withheld for enforcing a scaling back of incandescent light bulbs. A ban is lifted on U.S. agencies financing the construction of coal-fired power plants abroad. Some of the more conservative measures may have swayed some Tea Party-aligned lawmakers who blocked other spending bills and now support the omnibus. Louisiana's Steve Scalise chairs the 170-member House Republican Study Committee.
I think a lot of our members will be supporting it.
Others, though, plan to vote against the package because it continues to fund the Affordable Care Act. Georgia Republican Phil Gingrey is one of them.
In fact, I've made a pledge that I will be part of the repeal and replace Obamacare, I'll go home.
Conservative groups including FreedomWorks, Heritage Action, and the Club for Growth are all urging lawmakers to oppose the omnibus because it spends $42 billion more than the budget passed last year by House Republicans. But there's also opposition to the measure from liberals. They say it does too little to restore deep cuts in social services mandated by the 2011 Budget Control Act. Raul Grijalva is a House Democrat from Arizona.
I just think that by us continuing as Democrats to affirm that the Budget Control Act is a sane and fiscally sane and humanely sane piece of legislation is a mistake.
But another Democrat, Maine's Shelley Pingree, says while everything in the omnibus may not be perfect, welcome to Washington.
Most things that we've done have been so drastically imperfect that a pretty good solution is better than where we've been.
Pingree expects she'll be voting today for the bill, and it appears majorities from both parties will be doing so as well. David Wall, NPR News, the Capitol.